Sorry. We will now ask our Prashanta to give us a little organizational orientation. But before so, I would like to conclude the evening by thanking you very, very much. Already now we can feel that the atmosphere is an atmosphere of devotion and sincerity. This is a good combination for a retreat, devotion and sincerity. I would like to request you to do one more thing that you can do when you are already in the resting position or just briefly before. Please go a little bit inside, turn in prayer to Giriraj or to Krishna, and focus yourself a little bit on what lies ahead of you. The realization which we can make at a retreat is always dependent on our own input. We are very familiar with Lord Krishna's promise in the Bhagavad Gita where he says, Ye yatamang prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyahan. That is, he rewards the devotee or he responds to the devotee according to the devotee's surrender. As they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So, during this Harinam retreat, which is very, very much a retreat on where you make experience yourself, where you put on a little bit more effort in your spiritual practice in kirtan and japa, it's of utmost importance that you are really focused. Bhujam Prabhu and the other teachers will just be able to guide you a little bit, but you will have to, you have the opportunity to really put on an effort on your own, to give it your best, and you will see. I can only say it like this. Magic exists, or in a better way, expect miracles. You can. Here is the land of the fulfilled spiritual desires. So before you go to bed, please focus a little bit on what you will do tomorrow, how you will make an effort, how you will fill the gap, and I will request Prashanta to make us familiar now with tomorrow's program. When can we go and do sadhana? What is happening, and so on and so forth.